Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholder in His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Faith? Whose faith? Where does it come from? Is faith like the wind that blows the clouds? But as I said last week, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. Now, I will be honest. I do not 100% know how faith operates and how it functions in the spiritual realm. But I do know, tested by experience, my friend, it does work beyond our needing to know and even our knowing. The first time I went to India, God showed me just how much I really knew about faith. After about 2 weeks of preaching three times a day and praying for the sick in between services, I was physically drained. And to make matters worse, I had a roaring case of diarrhea. Well, make no mistake, my friend, God has His ways of bringing us to the end of ourselves. It was about 10:30 at night, and I just finished my third preaching, and I was looking down the barrel at my supper of chicken, curry, and rice because of my diarrhea. This was my diet for the last 3 days, chicken, curry, and rice. But before I reached for my supper plate, Pastor Peter, my wonderful host pastor, asked me if I could pray for this little boy. I thought, is he serious? I am dead tired. I am hungry. I have diarrhea, and he wants me to pray for this little boy. So I said, sure, I would love to. I asked him, what is the problem? Pastor Peter replied, oh, no problem. He just has not walked in 2 months. And I thought, what? No problem. He has not walked in 2 months. I am sick, and I am hungry, and I have diarrhea. And you want me to pray for this little boy who hasn't walked in 2 months? Wow. So, as the father was holding the little boy, I reached up, I didn't even stand up, and grabbed the little boy's feet and prayed this very deep spiritual prayer that went something like this. Lord, you know I am sick. I'm tired, and I have little strength. Can you please touch this little boy's body? In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. No lightning bolts, no thunder crashing. That was it. But before I prayed, I did feel the Lord saying, it is well, all is well. Go ahead and pray. As I let go of his feet, the boy's father put him down on the ground. And to my amazement, the little boy was not walking, but he was running and is probably still running today. But before I knew it, a line quickly formed, and we had church, as they say in the South. I don't even think I got to my supper of chicken and curry and rice that night because I was filled with other food that I needed more than the physical chicken, curry, and rice. But how did that work? I will be honest, I do not know, but it does not matter if I know. But this is what I did know, that God said to pray. I had no strength. I could not do it. I feel as I look back and as I have shared this wonderful story, through the years, the key was I put the faith that God gave me solely in Christ. Let me say that again. I put the faith that God gave me solely in Christ. Now, we have no faith unless God gives us faith. Faith is not ours, my friend. It is spiritual. Faith is God's, and it is given to us to do that which God wants us to do. Remember in Romans 10:17, it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I like the Greek version of Romans 10:17. Now listen closely. Faith cometh by hearing a word from God. Did you get that, my friend? Do you see the difference? When we hear a word from God, God will give us all the faith that we need to do that which He wants us to do. And He will also give us anything else that we need to do that which He wants us to do. In John 10:40, Jesus, or in John 11:40, Jesus said, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shalt see the glory of God? John 11:40. Here Jesus is establishing a divine spiritual principle, the rule of, well, I call it the rule of threes. The first rule, God must speak it. I don't care how long you're standing on the promises or claiming, you know, God's whatever, you are wasting your time if God does not speak his intention to us. Rule number two, we must believe it. Believe what? The entire Bible? Oh no, my friend. We must believe what God spoke to us and only that. But rule number three, then we shall see the glory of God. And what is the glory of God? That is what we are believing for. Here in John, Mary and Martha were wanting to see their brother Lazarus come back from the dead. But I have a question. Was Mary and Martha's faith solely in Jesus? Well, no. That answer, sadly, was no. It was after Jesus raised up Lazarus from the dead that they and others believe. My friend, we must have our faith solely in Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. We must have our faith solely in Jesus Christ. So this week I would like to start a new series to help us put the faith God gives us solely in Jesus Christ. You know, all throughout the New Testament, even in the type and shadow of the Old Testament, we find that the essentials for relationship with God and to please Him is faith. That is, not because our faith accomplishes anything. Oh no, rather, it is because by faith we live in and out from the one who is all, and that is Jesus Christ. Now, there is a number of ways, you know, we can state this same truth. For example, our faith is not, repeat, not our contribution to our salvation or our contribution to Christ. No, rather, real faith emerges from the realization, as God gives it to us, that we have no contribution but are utterly barren of resources. Yet, seeing this truth about ourselves is not the end, oh no. It is unto an even greater realization. Now listen close again. Real faith emerges from seeing the truth about Jesus Christ, that He is our all and offers Himself to us solely by grace. Let me say that again. Real faith emerges from seeing the truth about Jesus Christ, that He is our all and offers Himself freely to us solely by grace. Seeing that we are nothing and that Christ is all are really two sides to the same truth. And that truth is, if we will embrace it, will lead us to where else? To faith, solely into Christ. It is understood that all that God has for us believers is possible only because of the finished work of Christ on the cross, His death and His resurrection. The death and the resurrection of Jesus are actual historical facts, my friend. Without them, we have nothing. Now listen closely, we have nothing. But the gospel is not, repeat, not the message of the cross. No, it's not. And it is not the message of the resurrection. The gospel, rather, is the good news, the message of Jesus Christ, the person who is alive today and desires to live within us, to live with His people. Amen? More next week. More next week on putting our faith solely in Jesus Christ. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping that you have a tremendous week, trusting that this will be your very best week of your life because you have asked maybe Jesus Christ into your life and you are getting the message and you are allowing Him to teach you and grow you, and you're growing spiritually into the man and the woman that God has purposed and planned for you to be. Amen? Next week, more on putting our faith solely in Christ Jesus. Tune in next week. God bless. Bye.